I would like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas. We all know that there is something very different about Christmas Day compared to the other days of the year. It's really not the lights, it's really not the presents and festive atmosphere that makes it special. Those things are the expressions of the difference, not its cause. So what is this difference? What is the secret heart of Christmas that touches even the Grinches and Scrooges in this world? It is a simple but powerful message that God sent to us through the Blessed Virgin Mary, giving birth to the baby Jesus. By becoming a human being just like us, but without sin, by becoming a helpless little baby, by coming down from the splendors of heaven in order to live a regular human life, right in the middle of the pain, sorrow, injustice, and sufferings of this fallen world, God is telling us something that every one of us desperately needs to hear. God is saying the following: I haven't given up on you. So we need to be humble and honest. We human beings have made a real mess of this beautiful world that God put under our care because of our first parents' original sin, Adam and Eve. They lost the original grace, were cast out of the Garden of Eden. But God hasn't given up on us. Ever since original sin darkened our minds and poisoned our hearts, we have always felt the sting of loneliness, regrets, remorse, and interior division. Truly, not counting Jesus and Mary, we have all sinned and rebelled against God. But amidst of all this, this important fact is very important for us to take to heart. God always loves us. He never loves our sins. Let me say that again. God always loves us. He never loves our sins. In fact, he detests sins. But even amidst of our sins, he hasn't given up on us. We need to remember that Jesus is more powerful than the world's selfishness. His light is brighter than the darkest darkness. His love is firm and faithful like the mountains. His wisdom is deep and ever flowing like the oceans. His goodness is endless like the sky. God has not given up on us. As long as we are alive, he will never give up on us. That's why we call Jesus our Savior. Today, in the city of David, a Savior is born for us, for each one of us, because God has great hope for us. He wants us to be with him in heaven. But in order to do that, we need to accept Jesus as our Savior, live out his commandments faithfully, and die as his friends in a state of grace. As we heard in our gospel, the angel announced peace and joy to the world. But on that first Christmas, we need to remember that Jesus did not take away all the evil and suffering in the world. And during another hard and difficult year of this 2021, we all know this very truly. And since then, although we celebrated over 2,000 Christmases, there's still evil and suffering in the world. Even in our own lives, we believe and have faith in our Lord. So we ask ourselves the rhetorical questions. Were the angels wrong in this pronouncement in the gospel? The short answer is no. The light of Christ dawned in Bethlehem when the world was still in darkness. And just so the joy of Christians shines in the depth of our hearts, even while storms and trials rage on the surfaces of our lives. This is why Christian martyrs are able to go to the death with a smile on their lips, knowing that God loves them. God has not abandoned them. God will lead them to their true home, which is heaven. And heaven is indeed our true home. The message of Christmas is that we are pilgrims. Take this to heart. This life that you live, this earth that we are on, is not our true home. We are pilgrims through this earthly life. And God has come to be our shepherd and to travel with us. And that if we stay by his side with his help and his grace, we are guaranteed to rise safely to our final destination, the everlasting life of heaven and the Father's house. And we're only able to stay by his side if we have that deep and loving relationship with him through daily and heartfelt prayer. So I'd like to give you some encouragement. and practical advice on how you can pray each and every day. And essentially, I'm saying the following. You need to pray about prayer. I mean, I heard it put that way, but we can pray about prayer. So I would encourage you, with an honest heart, talk to Jesus as you would a good friend. Say, Lord Jesus, this last year, 2021, has been difficult. You know, I'm looking forward to hopefully a better 2022. I'm kind of eager once again to make my New Year's resolutions, you know, that we all like to do on that first day of the year. Well, Lord, this last year, I didn't pray very much. In fact, I didn't want to pray. I found it dry. I found it difficult. I found it a chore and a task. In fact, I was angry at you, Lord Jesus. Whatever it may be, express your struggles in prayer, but then in simplicity and humility, ask Jesus for help. Say, Lord, besides all these things, help me to pray. I know I need to pray each and every day, both in the morning and in the evening. That's praying about prayer, naming your difficulties and asking for Lord for help. And then we need to come to worship him at each and every Sunday, not just at Christmas, not just at Easter. Because our Lord loves us, desires to give his entire self to us in the Blessed Sacrament. The message of Christmas is not that the journey will be easy, but that the pilgrimage, when undertaken with the Lord, is well worth the struggle. That's why we can be joyful even amidst of our tears and difficulties. We know that our Redeemer lives, that he's conquered death itself in the resurrection. And yes, he weeps at our sides, he helps us carry our crosses, and he will never abandon us because he is our good shepherd, born of the Virgin Mary on Christmas Day. So hopefully all here today believe and have faith in Jesus. If you're struggling in that faith, once again, just bring it to prayer. Lord, help me to have faith in you. Help me to trust in you. And so hopefully this next year we can grow in our faith a little bit more. So let me ask another rhetorical question. Why don't we experience his joy, Christ's joy and peace, as deeply and as constantly as we would like to? I think we would all like to have this. You know, the saints give constant testimony throughout the centuries that a real friendship with Christ makes it possible to experience deep fulfillment and joy even amidst of life's worst suffering. So why don't we experience the same thing? The sad truth is because we don't trust God enough. We all struggle with that, myself included. And that's why prayer is so very, very essential. We are afraid to let Christ completely rule our lives. We are afraid to let him be our one and only King. He was born to be our one and only King, as he truly is. We are, in a sense, spiritually speaking, like the jam packed in the gospel message. Our lives are crowded, filled with personal pleasures and, yes, distractions and worries, and maybe even with unhealthy relationships and sinful habits. And Jesus comes knocking on the door of our hearts, and he wants us to let him in. But we are afraid that if we do so, there won't be room enough for our little idols that we love so much to cling to. So we let him stay in the stable, in the manger out back, where we can keep an eye on him, where we can be sure he doesn't clean out our closets and junk drawers that really need a time to be cleaned out. But unless we give Jesus free rein, he cannot give us the true peace and joy that we all long for. And so, instead of being like the crowded inn, we need to be like Mary and Joseph. For example, when Jesus knocked on the door of Mary's life, she put aside all her plans. She risked her reputation and her engagement, and she opened every aspect of her life to Christ. So if you struggle in opening your life to Christ, ask Mary for her help and prayers. Tonight is a wonderful time to approach Jesus. He is a little baby in the crib. Don't we all like to go look at little babies? They're innocent, they're cute, they drool, they Google, and all that type of stuff. Jesus is very approachable in this night. He wants you to approach him with great confidence, love, and tenderness. And so my encouragement at the after Mass today, families are welcome to come up to our manger scene to maybe even take a picture, you know, as a family around the manger scene. Today, of all days, let Jesus bring his joy and peace to us. with the help, Mary's help intercession, also help of intercession of St. Joseph, let us pray Mary's prayer, saying to Jesus in a holy communion, Lord, let it be done to me according to your word. Thy will be done, not my will. In doing this, we're able to follow Christ, our good shepherd, who was born on Christmas Day. And he will shepherd us into life everlasting. He will shepherd us to heaven. Amen.